still a big thing, and Church of Ireland people have a strong sense of the importance of Good Friday in the course of the Christian year. Certainly I would expect quite a number of people to attend the services on Good Friday in the cathedrals and in the parish churches.
Yes, I think most parishes engage in some sort of extra devotions, worship, lectures, talks during the season of Lent, but particularly in Holy Week. And as you say, culminating then either in a 3 hours or a single hour on Good Friday itself. Another interesting tradition, I think, that has been resurrected in a sense is that of foot washing on Maundy Thursday. Is that widespread?
It was done in Christchurch in John Paterson's time. And he was such an excellent person with ceremonies like that and with the use of just a few words to say a great deal. But I used to cringe. I never liked it. I didn't like the foot washing. I know it's in the gospel. I know it's the example of the Lord. I know it has great significance. But personally, it's a thing that makes me cringe. So I can sympathise with other people that mightn't like it.
Yes, as a priest, having introduced it to my parish church fairly recently in the past years, I have found it, as their priest, pastor and servant, I found it both humbling and a great outward symbol of service.
Yes, indeed.
Do you think that people respond to it in the same way, or do you feel there could be a response that this is some kind of gimmickry?
I'm sure the people that take part in it do so with sincerity.
Mm.
It's just a thing that didn't appeal to me.
Yes.
I'm squeamish about feet.
Well, you're entitled to be squeamish about feet. Tell us about Good Friday. What is good about Good Friday? For me personally, from my childhood, I always felt particularly sensitive about, how would I describe it, the sadness of what happened to poor Jesus, as it were, on the cross. What makes it good, do you think?
He died that we might be forgiven. He died to make us good.
That we might go at last to heaven, saved by his precious blood.
In the words that Mrs. Alexander wrote for her Sunday school children, in very fine words. That's, to me, what's good about Good Friday. Again, I don't know where the word has come from. It might be more related to the name of God than to the word good.
Yes.
God's Friday. But certainly a day of exceptional significance for Christian people.
I know many people look forward to the Easter Vigil in preparation for the celebration of the resurrection of Jesus from the dead. That, I gather, is a custom that is being revived within the Church of Ireland. Has that been your experience of celebrating the Easter Vigil with the fire, renewal of baptismal vows, baptism, confirmation,
yes,
and First Communion?
We had all that in Christchurch Cathedral, and it used to be huge.
Yeah.
But we learnt a lot from a travel writer from the days of the Byzantine Empire, Egeria, a nun, from Gaul. And she travelled through Egypt and the Holy Land, and her travel diary has survived in part, and she tells of the ceremonies like the Easter Vigil that occurred in her time in Jerusalem, when there was still an emperor on the throne in Constantinople. And she describes the huge churches that the Byzantine emperors built, the basilicas, and the ceremonies that went on in them for hours and hours and hours. And the bishops preaching at enormous length, and then sending the people away for something to eat, and then they came back again.
Came back again.
And were baptised as adults then, on Easter Eve.
Canon Mark Gardner, it's been good to talk to you as we make our journey through this period, through Holy Week, and ending with the glorious resurrection of Jesus on Easter Day, when the church with one voice, united, will say, Jesus Christ is risen. Alleluia.